Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We're delighted to have you on board. We're looking forward to this journey together, another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. As we face the issues, we do so on this broadcast to get you, our listener, involved in the issues that's taking place in our city, state, and across our nation. It's designed around a biblical worldview. The scripture is very, very clear that God created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and in that order. And as such, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about these issues, I want to set the record straight. There's some, how do I put this? Some pastor, preacher, teacher, spiritual leaders, as they're called, that pucker up a little and say that they don't think that we need to talk about these things publicly. Their philosophy is that we need to just simply talk about Jesus. And they're half right. We need to talk about Jesus, talk about the gospel. We need to preach from the pulpit how to be saved, why lost folks are going to hell, and why only saved people will be in heaven. That's exactly right. But ladies and gentlemen, that is not the essence, the total succinct essence of the Word of God. As you study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, you see every issue in life. You see it in a very real fashion with real people facing the real issues and how God dealt with those issues and how God used people to deal with those issues and to work through them. It's called having a biblical worldview. I commend it to you wholly. The scripture is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And may I simply say, if you're listening and you're a pastor, preacher, teacher, spiritual leader, and somehow, some way, this broadcast or when we talk about these issues, if it offends you or bothers you, you need to go back and study the Word of God. You need to go back and see what the Scripture says. In fact, in Isaiah 58, the Scripture says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what God's called us to do as individual Christians, is to call sin, sin, and not be afraid of it. Today, we have a whole society that's petrified with taking a stand on issues. We're talking about issues like the sodomite movement, the LGBTQ. We're talking about issues like the drag queens coming into our schools and public libraries at taxpayers' expense and recruiting our sons and daughters. We're talking about issues like Islam and how Islam is absolutely invading the globe and in particular the Western Hemisphere. We're talking about issues like schooling and what's being taught in our schools and how it's being taught. We're talking about issues like abortion and infanticide and what we need to do as Christians. What I'm simply saying is, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is designed to get you motivated to become salt and light as God has called us to be in a dark and dying society in which we're living in. And as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus identified truth. In John 17:17, Jesus said, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find truth, you can't find it in some psychology book. You can't find it in a political agenda. You won't find it in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. If you want to find truth, the only source book for that is the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, the Word of God. I commend it to you. Study the Word, learn the Word, hide the Word of God in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to let you know that today's broadcast in portion is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages, especially for those individuals looking for your own landscape business or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment today. They have a full line of the Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff to answer all your questions about how to use generators and backup equipment during the hurricane season. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, where the giant 40-by-80-foot flag flies 165-foot up in the air. Toolsfortime.com. You can look them up, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today about an issue that I believe that we all need to be concerned about. We're talking about an issue today about these things that are taking place in our schools and taking place in our public libraries. We've talked about it several times already, but I think it is imperative that we understand the seriousness of the nature of what is taking place. And if you don't believe it is serious, let me just say to you that this is what is taking place today, and that is the recruitment of our sons and our daughters in the, if you please, the story time called the Drag Queen Story Time. It is the recruitment of our sons and our daughters in every area and in every capacity. Here's an article that perhaps you've already heard on today's news if you're local. If you're listening out of state, out of town, look it up online. But the local article says, Mom, man took video of six-year-old son using urinal in Jacksonville Walmart. This happened yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Employees told the mother the man was in the restroom for 3 hours before young boys ran to tell their parents someone pointed a phone camera at them under the stall. Dateline Jacksonville, Florida. A Jacksonville mother says her six-year-old son was filmed using a restroom at the local Walmart on Saturday. Letitia Latimer told First Coast News she and her family were checking out at the Walmart River City Marketplace when her two sons went to use the restroom. Latimer said her six-year-old son was using the urinal when her 12-year-old son noticed a cell phone slip from under a nearby toilet stall with the camera facing the young child. Immediately, the eldest son yelled to his brother to stop and left. As soon as my son finished, he ran outside to the checkout, Latimer said. Come to find out, the man had been in the restroom for 3 hours, which she said is very, very concerning. Walmart employees told Latimer that they determined that the man, how long the man was in the shower and the stall by checking on the surveillance video. Latimer's husband ran into the bathroom to confront the man. There he found the man still sitting inside a stall using his phone. He told the husband that he had fallen asleep in the stall, and that was why the phone was in that direction. Latimer recalled, but I was like, your phone never hit the ground. You still had the phone in your hand. But that story was what he kept telling when the police arrived. But ladies and gentlemen, the sad thing is police arrived 30 to 40 minutes later. By the time the police officers had gotten there, this man had already deleted all the photographs off his cell phone. And that just shows you that just goes to illustrate. That's the firsthand illustration of how dangerous it is, ladies and gentlemen, with the LGBTQ and their sodomite agenda that's in America today to recruit our sons and daughters and destroy their lives forever. It ought to be something that every child of God, every Christian, every mom, every dad, every individual listening, every pastor, preacher, teacher ought to be concerned about this that is taking place in our nation today, and we ought to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, our moral, ethical fiber is under attack across America. The attack is no longer subtle. This attack is no longer silent. This attack is a demonic, satanic attack in open, in-your-face attack on the very fabric of our society. I call it the warp and the woof. That's the very fabric of our society today. And it's under attack. And it's under attack by the city, the local city, state and county officials and the federal government allowing these things to take place. In fact, legitimizing it by passing legislation that makes it legal. And because it's legal, multiple denominations today have started to embrace it. Where the sodomites have come out of the closet, the Christians have gone in the closet and embracing that lifestyle that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and say no. Ladies and gentlemen, this frontal attack is coming from the LGBTQ, and if I can be kind and yet bold to say, it is being embraced by and encouraged by the useful idiots, and that's what the Islamics call the media and those that will propel their agenda. The useful idiots today and the fake media is promulgating this and allowing it to take place and saying it somehow, some way, there's nothing wrong with it. I find a problem with that, ladies and gentlemen. This wicked, immoral, unholy lifestyle of those that are suffering from some sexual dysphoria are attempting to force their immoral, unholy, ungodly, demonic beliefs on the very moral fabric of our nation. That moral fabric happens to be, ladies and gentlemen, our children, our sons and our daughters. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest attack today is coming upon our families, and it's coming from the loonies on the left, as I call it. It's bad enough to have to say that in relationship to our political agenda, but it's also being found today, ladies and gentlemen, in the LGBTQ society and their agenda. It is an attack today through the Planned Parenthood. It's an attack today with the LGBTQ and their recruitment of our kids. It's an attack today upon the families coming by way of the political agenda. It is an attack today of socialism. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to be deep, dark, dangerous, and some dilemmifying statement. I'm not here to bring bad news, but I'm talking about bad news that we need to look at it and understand how we can change it and to be the salt and light that God has called us to be. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, middle school teacher in hot water for handing out gender identity info sheets. A California middle school teacher is under fire for giving students a handout about gender identity and sexual attraction. She gave the students the getting to know each other exercise so that they could understand why they need to use the title MX rather than MR for Mr. or Miseries. We're in a deep, deep, dark hole in America today with some of the agenda items and the approach that's being taken by the LGBTQ and the agenda that they have for destroying our nation's kids. But by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just an approach to destroy it. They don't see it that way. They see it on the basis that they are recruiting our sons and daughters. You see, a sodomite cannot reproduce. The only way they can increase their numbers is by recruitment. And we're seeing this recruitment taking place with the drag queen story hours in our schools and our libraries. We're seeing it increase today with what is called the Jasmine Club or the Jasmine Organization here in Jacksonville, where they're in our public schools today. They're being paid to do so by taxpayer dollars. If that doesn't excite you and bother you and trouble you, then we need to have a come to Jesus meeting and talk about what needs to be done in our homes and our families. Here's an article from Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Association. He says, homosexuality, it's unnatural, it's unhealthy, it's immoral behavior. We hope he will continue to stand firm, the so-called Equality Act, H.R. 5, and any legal legislation that threatens our religious liberties and freedoms. Such legislation will use the full force of the federal government to punish Americans who don't embrace the LGBTQ political agenda and their lifestyle that they're promulgating across America today. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the what I would call the recruitment program in full drag dress, the Drag Queen Story Hour, via the state and the federal and the national governments, and the laws and the rules and the regulations that are promulgated therein, allows these recruiters to go in and somehow, some way, recruit our kids. In fact, I have several articles in my archives where they are allowing the kids to sit in the laps and be fondled by the sodomites and drag queen outfits that's supposed to intrigue and encourage the kids to be involved. In fact, I'm looking at a picture that says Drag Queen Story Hour, and it's some of the most grotesque, unholy, ungodly-looking garb that they have on. But then when they strut across the stage and flaunt their bodies in partial nudity, it's designed to intrigue the kids and cause them to want to know more about it. In fact, I'm delighted, ladies and gentlemen, to find a mayor in New Jersey. Here's an article that says New Jersey mayor calls the LGBTQ rights movement an affront to Almighty God. And I don't know of any greater statement that could be made. I say, may his tribe increase. I say, we have a need today for people like this to take a stand and understand the need to warn America and our citizens today of the danger. This article says, New Jersey mayor called the LGBTQ rights movement an affront to Almighty God at a town council meeting and warned that people who support unrighteousness and these unrighteous laws will be held accountable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's saying things that pastors ought to be saying. He's saying things that ought to be preached from the pulpits today. We'll talk about that a little later in this broadcast. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, there's a need for more and more of our people to take a stand. Listen very carefully. Listen carefully. The Pew Research in 2014 said that we have in America 0.87% that identify as the sodomite lifestyle. 0.87%. That's less than 1%. And then the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, said it's 0.67%. So in either case, it's less than 1%. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, as one researcher said, maybe even as high as 4%. Let's say it's 4%. If it is 4%, ladies and gentlemen, we have 4% of the sodomite lifestyle society in America that's ruling and reigning the political policies and procedures and that which is taking place promulgating this in our public schools and in our libraries. It is, ladies and gentlemen, a sham and a shame that we as Americans have to take that and tolerate that and not stand up to it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you speak up, if you stand up, if you stand for truth today on a local, state, or national level, you're demeaned, you're ridiculed. And the LGBT groups will demand that you resign if you're in office. Now, I have an article in my hand, and I'm not going to read the whole article, but there's a mayor in a small town in Alabama that had said some disparaging things about the LGBTQ, and now you would have thought he had shot the president. They're demanding that he resign. They're chiding and challenging him and refusing to allow him to go forward as mayor of that small city. And that's what happens when you take a stand. Some of the most irreverent, ungodly, unholy, immoral conversation, communication that I've ever had in my life comes out of the mouth of those that support and embrace the LGBTQ community. And they say that, you know, as you're Christian, you ought not to say that. Their mantra is that we need to love everybody. Well, ladies and gentlemen, because I love you does not mean I'm going to embrace your sin. It does not mean that I'm going to say yes to your sin. And exactly what I'm speaking of today is the ultimate goal, the ultimate end game for the sodomite community today, and that is to force the church to embrace them, to accept them, and to say that their lifestyle is all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can call 831-0917, 831-0917, and join in this dialogue and discussion today. We'd love to have you participate in this dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have on board with us today an individual that I think that everyone needs to hear from. We're talking today with Bev Kilmer. Bev is the founder of Freedom Speaks organization. Bev is a former Florida State legislator, and we are delighted to have her join with us in the on the microphone today as we discuss these issues. Bev, thank you for coming and being with us.
Well, it's delight.
It's a delight to have you with us. We're thankful that you're here. Let me get your microphone straight here. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Flip that around on the other side. I'm trying to get her all wired up here so that this can be. So that we can hear from both of us. Very good.
Okay, now, can you hear me better now?
We can hear you better.
I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you for asking me to be here and speak about not our organization, but the travesty that's taken place with our children and the fact that we have got to get people activated and we've got to get them to reach the parents to understand their children need to be out of this environment.
Absolutely. So well spoken. I think that that is a de facto statement that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize the need and listen very carefully. I'm calling on you today to hear what we're saying, and I'm prayerful that it will motivate you and activate you to the position that you say we need to stand up, speak up, and do something. I think, Bev, that it's time that Christians in particular awaken to the fact that we're in deep, dark, dangerous category and situation in America, and we need to do something about it.
We absolutely do, and to be quite honest, we have got to get clergy on board to speak about this at the pulpit and to make sure people understand we're in the middle of a war.
Absolutely.
It's an internal war, and they're after our children's soul.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm reading an article here that's published on your website, I think, and the article says it's time for Christian leaders to stand up for God at the pulpit. I like that. You're going to say the devil is speaking loud and clear outside the churches. If you're a leader of your church, this message is for you. For all you who are not, please share this with your church's leadership. Our nation is in dire need and for tough love, Judeo-Christian leadership. Pastors, preachers, bishops, rabbis, priests, please, for the sake of your youth and your family structure, do your job. preach about the evils of abortion, if you're a cult of God to save souls, you have surely dropped the ball by staying quiet about the murder of thousands of innocent babies. And I could go on and on. I'm just picking up from your website of one of the statements that you made. And I have said that so many years and so many times. In fact, Bev, I've been absolutely dismayed by the number of preachers that will say, well, God's just called me to tell folks about Jesus and not to speak about these things. I think that what you're doing is playing an ostrich and burying your head in the sand.
That's exactly what they're doing, because that's the easy way to do it.
They preach
God's word, which is easy to find. It's very clear. It's very straightforward. But they don't discuss how it affects today's life and the sins we have to deal with today.
Absolutely. Well, I've told people so many times, if I stand in the pulpit and I say there's a wicked, dangerous, evil outside the church doors, and I don't identify who it is and how you can recognize it, then I've done a disservice.
Exactly.
It's my responsibility. It's a pastor. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, and if you happen to be serving in your church, you may be a deacon, an usher, you may be an associate pastor, a pastor, whatever your category is, if you're in the realm of leadership in your church, you need to listen up. Pick up the telephone and call your friend, neighbors, relatives, and associates, and ask them to join in this dialogue and discussion today. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood and guests. I like the emphasis you're making, both of you, this morning on getting the awareness out. And that was exactly what has been passing through my mind. How we did one thing, as our guests say, that the lady, the parents get their families to be alerted. But I'm thinking that the main thing, if there is a way that we could wake up the church, because the church have the answer. A lot of the answer rests with the organization that are sitting quietly and ignoring everything, sitting in the dark, not aware of nothing, because they're not listening to anything. If there is a way where we could arrange some kind of march or some kind of way to go to get at the churches, to wake up the churches. I realize that's the appeal you're making for the pastors, the minister, to begin to use the pulpit, but it's not happening because of partisan commitment. People are locked into the party. They say that I belong to this party, and I'm not listening because everything else outside of the party is evil, and nothing is wrong with the pop, because they're only listening to one side. They're not hearing the other side, none at all.
So yes, well, hang on for just a moment. Yes. Let's get Belf to respond to you on what you're saying.
Yes, I would love to respond to that, because our organization, Freedom Speaks Coalition, is made up of organizations that want to fight this and other travesties going on in our country right now. And I am not a clergy, licensed or certified. However, I have been preaching that we have got to get our clergy on board.
Amen.
They are the key to making this go away. And our program is to just say no, for parents to say no to the public school system, to take their children out, to put them in a homeschool program with groups of other children, and have it be Christian based. And if the churches will open up, they'll talk about it at the pulpit. They'll open their doors so that there can be homeschool classes being held in the church in a Christian environment. We can eventually make this go away. We're, in essence, just saying no. No means no.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for your call. I'm delighted that you listen in each day. I pray that you'll tell others about the broadcast and get them to listen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing Bev Kilmer. Bev is a former Florida State House of Representatives member from 1998 to 2004. Bev, would you take a moment and just tell our listeners something about what got you into the political arena, and how long you were there, and what you learned from that, and how that motivated you to do what you're doing today?
Well, it's kind of an odd stepping stone path that took me to the legislature from the time I was 12 years old. The only thing I ever wanted to do was be a hairdresser. I loved it, and I got married right out of high school. I had my three children in 4 years, and when my youngest child went to school, I went to cosmetology school and business school so that I could learn to be not only artistic, but also business-minded. I eventually opened an association for salon owners to teach them business. What I found out is if you represent a licensed, regulated industry, you have to get involved with the legislature. And yes. So I was looking at our legislature one day, and I thought, wow, I could do a heck of a lot better job than him, which is what I said to some friends. They called me on it. I researched it. I decided to run. I was a Republican. I ran against an incumbent House member, a male, and a woman had never run. The district was 23% Republican. And I ran against all odds and against the party.
And the party didn't even think
the party did not even want me to run. They said, we're not putting any money into this race because it can't be won. If you get elected, we will embrace you, but it's not anything we can get involved in. And I was very determined. It was a lot like what I'm doing now. I felt like I was pulled by God to do it.
Amen.
So nothing was going to stop me. I knew too much about my incumbent to be intimidated. So I just did what my heart and I believe what God wanted me to do. Knocked on a lot of doors. Just was me. I didn't want to be anybody else but me. And I got elected. I got elected again and again. So it was meant to be. That was God's calling, and I think ultimately it was to prepare me for where I'm at today, many Amen. Years later.
So you've faced the darts, the fiery darts of the wicked one then.
Oh, yes.
So you're kind of accustomed
yes,
to that for the work that you're doing today.
Yes,
well, I understand
sir.
That. I have had the privilege of walking the halls of the House and the Senate in Tallahassee for many, many years on trying to work on bills for higher education. Tell us then about your starting of the Freedom Speaks and what you're doing. And it's several prongs to that. I'll let you tell our listeners about that.
Okay. I was brought into this because my husband, bless his soul, he's gone on now, but he and I were constantly watching what was on TV saying, somebody's got to stop this. Somebody's got to stop this. Because that was during the period that we were fighting freedom from religion, who mm-hmm. were wanting to take down all of the all of our Christmas displays
yes.
and everything. And we just kept saying, this has got to stop somewhere. Well, he passed away, and it was just a month or so later, I was watching TV, and they were taking candy canes away from kids because they were symbolic of Jesus. And it wasn't, they weren't allowed in the schoolroom. And I was just so amazed. And once again, I said, somebody has got to do something. And I called my friend who was a nurse at the school in Tennessee, and she had just put up a beautiful display down a long hallway. And it said, each of you are unique and special and unique as each snowflake as it falls from heaven. She had to take it down because she said snowflakes come from heaven. And so the next morning, I woke up thinking, what? Somebody's got to do something. And it was like Jesus slapped me over the back of the head like he
said
does Gibbs. And he said, so what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like a pastor
so
friend of mine many years
was,
ago said,
it was
if you
born
think something
at
needs
that
to be
point.
Done, maybe God's wanting you to do it.
At that point.
So that's
point.
Probably it.
Yes, sir.
I am so thankful, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with former Florida State Representative Belv Kilmer, and we're going to be talking about it further after the break, just a moment. We're going to have about a one-minute break for our news and the station identification. Hang in there. Don't leave your radio. Stay tuned, and we'll come right back just after the break and continue our discussion. We're talking about today, Let Freedom Speak. We're talking with the one that heads up that organization. What we need to do as Christians, we need to take a stand. We need to let others know that we're standing against these issues that's destroying our nation today, and especially the LGBTQ, the sodomite movement that's recruiting our sons and daughters in the public libraries and the public schools at taxpayers' expense. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Come right back after the news and join in. Let's face the issues as we continue the discussion today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.